the final thing I want to talk about, and that is defective concretes. I just want to briefly mention the ongoing infringement procedure against Ireland related to the CPR regulation and market surveillance. Last month, the Commission issued a pre-closure letter detailing a list of alleged achievements that the Irish government has managed to convince the Commission in relation to market surveillance. I, and I think anyone who has been involved with the Defective Blocks campaign, should be highly sceptical of these achievements. I would genuinely love if it was true that the structures were now in place to prevent anything remotely similar from happening again, because the devastation that these families are experiencing is something they should never have to endure. The Commission stated in their letter that, as regards the time before 2020, the Irish authorities have informed us that the market surveillance function operated mainly on a reactive basis by the market surveillance authorities, which suggests that in the period prior to 2020, Ireland may indeed have failed to fulfil its market surveillance obligations under the Construction Products Regulation. Great news, you'd think, not just the bare minimum reactive market surveillance. But as late as of April of this year, Donegal County Council confirmed that market surveillance inspection and testing is generally carried out on a reactive basis only. So we have asked the Commission to keep this infringement procedure open until the Building Standards Regulatory Authority is legally established and operational, the recommended staffing level of 500 professionals is reached, the enforcement model moves from reactive, because this is the law, to a complaint-based model, to a proactive independent testing regime.